Although the government and the Federal Reserve say a recovery is right around the corner, banks aren't so sure. Michael Giagagan, chief executive of HSBC Bank, one of the largest, is so convinced there will be a second downturn in the coming months in the markets and in the economy, he recently said he plans to delay any rush to expand the bank. Goldman Sachs, meanwhile, stands to receive a payment of $1 billion, while U.S. taxpayers would lose $2.3 billion if the commercial lender CIT, or CIT, files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The payment stems from the way a U.S. bailout was structured, using taxpayer money, with a $3 billion rescue fund package that Goldman extended to CIT on June 6, 2008, about 5 months before the Treasury Department bought $2.3 billion in CIT preferred shares to prop it up at the height of the crisis. That $2.3 billion was taxpayer money, and if CIT files for Chapter 11, you can kiss that money goodbye, and Goldman will get almost half of it with their $1 billion protection payment that was provided for the deal. Another example of how the taxpayer gets screwed, yet the big banks receive money. And after a six-year building frenzy that transformed the city of Las Vegas, casino companies are shifting strategies dramatically towards slower growth, paying down debt, and cutting back on spending. Although the last two decades had seen new casinos go up in Vegas almost on a yearly basis, many casino executives now do not expect to see another major building project in Las Vegas for at least another 10 years. For the last 20 years or so, Las Vegas casinos have embarked on a debt-fueled expansion, plowing more than $30 billion into new casinos and hotel projects around Las Vegas. When the economy collapsed starting last year, it left casino companies with dwindling reserves and mountains of debt. Several have entered bankruptcy court proceedings. And on the manufacturing front, another United States manufacturing stalwart hits the dust. Simmons Mattresses says it will soon file for bankruptcy protection as a part of an agreement by its current owners to sell the company. Credit holders and bondholders will probably get axed in this deal, but there is someone, an investment firm, that made a lot of money off Simmons. A firm called Thomas H. Lee Partners of Boston bought Simmons in 2003 and then skimmed off the top around $77 million in profit, even as the company's fortunes declined. Thomas H. Lee Partners of Boston collected hundreds of millions of dollars from the company in the form of special dividends, basically bleeding the company of any money it had and then letting the bondholders and credit holders and workers twist in the wind. Last year, the firm even gave itself a small raise. And the U.S. Treasury Department announced today that three more funds have met requirements to get government financing that will let them begin purchases of banks' so-called toxic assets. If you remember, this was the Public-Private Participation Plan, or PPIP, where the government will lend investment firms, private investment firms, your taxpayer money, and cover the losses should they lose any more than the small amounts that the firms put in. The U.S. government will also use your taxpayer money to match whatever funds the firms put in. So once again, it's a tails we lose, heads they win. The firms participating in the PPIP plans this week are AllianceBernstein and its sub-advisors Greenfield Partners, Rialto Capital Management, and BlackRock. Those names are well known in the bailout circles. In other news, delinquency rates for three consumer loan categories hit record highs in the second quarter, according to data released Thursday by the American Bankers Association, and job losses came in last week higher than expected at 220,000. The real figure was more like 450,000, but the government fudges its figures to make it look better, as if 220,000 job losses looks any better anyway. And the Cash for Clunkers program pushed forward car sales, cannibalizing future car sales to make September look good for the car companies. General Motors, Toyota, and Ford have confirmed that the Cash for Clunkers sales were spiking in August and September, but now that the program has expired, sales are plummeting once again. As we said before, Cash for Clunkers would only temporarily stimulate the car business, and we'd be right back in the same funk once it was over, or even worse, and here we are. General Motors said deliveries tumbled 45%, while Toyota claimed a 13% drop, both worse than analysts had estimated. And please don't include this analyst in that last statement. Ford Motor, meanwhile, posted a 5.1% slide, and Nissan, Honda, and Chrysler also said they posted declining sales as well. The FDIC, the firm that bails out your private bank account should the bank go under, the insurance corporation, of course, is itself broke. It takes its fees from other banks that help protect bank savings accounts like the ones at your bank. The FDIC needs funds now, so it's going to ask for the banks to prepay some fees in advance. It's really just a bookkeeping entry, however. The FDIC will get the funds from the U.S. Treasury Department, probably, and the banks don't have to write off the fees until 3 years later, or thereabouts. It's a convoluted accounting trick, but it just means the FDIC gets more taxpayer money and the banks get off scot-free. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only. They do not necessarily reflect those of KVMR at staff or underwriters. This has been your Money Matters Minute for the week. For KVMR FM Radio, my name is Mark Cunaberti.